Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I'm still on this kick about how we think about time and how that in turn kind of relates to our happiness. There's this concept called time affluence. Time affluence isn't about the amount of time you have. It's the subjective sense that you have more time, that you have time to do what lights your hair on fire, as opposed to time poverty, where you don't think you have the time at all. I'm too busy. So here's the thing. No productivity hack is going to increase the amount of time you have in a day. We all get the same 24 hours, and I've been thinking a lot about that. And somewhere in there, you need time for productivity, non-productivity, and I think just plain rest. You might even say that you need time for your to-dos and your intentional margins. And of course, rest. So the challenge for many of us is that most of our 24-hour block is devoted to productivity-related tasks, which, let's face it, is a shortcut to burnout and just not feeling fulfilled. What I've realized is that intentional margins, this non-productive time, and rest are buckets of time that I need to keep clear from, like, clear and firm boundaries, really. Like, flexible but firm. It's a delicate balance. And how many of us have grabbed the laptop, right, and plopped down in front of the TV? What are we trying to tell our brains in those moments? We're certainly not resting, but we're also not being highly productive. So I get it. So maybe cleaning out your email while you're watching TV is totally something that you could do, or those mind-numbing tasks that seem like a good option for this hybrid. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm thinking about it for me, for sure. And everyone has their own way. So here are three tips to structure your 24 hours. Bucket your time into productivity to-dos and non-productivity intentional margins, and then bucket your time for rest and rejuvenation, right? So put these into buckets. And then also bucket your time for sleep. I think we underestimate how much our bodies need sleep. And lastly, keep firm but flexible boundaries around your time so that you can be devoted to what matters most at that time. When we try to hybrid our time, I think we're doing ourselves a disservice. I'm still working on this for myself, but as I'm in it with you, I wanted to share what I've been thinking about lately and how I'm reflecting on how I spend my time. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.